Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Welcome to the Great Awakening Show. I am Joanne, Divine Life Yogini, and on this week's show, we have Jeremy Jones. So on this show today, we will be talking about the secret life of water, its unknown intelligence, and the challenges of providing healthy water for ourselves. Many of us no longer trust the quality of our tap water, seeking instead a source of healthy water by choosing to use a filtration system or opting to buy bottled water. Unfortunately, this contributes to plastic bottle pollution. In his passion to provide healthy water for his family, Jeremy researched and experienced many different water systems, discovering in 2002 the pioneering work of the Austrian named scientist Johann Grander. Applying this revitalization method to his tap water was so conclusive that for the past 21 years, Jeremy has been an exponent of Johann Grander's water innovation. 2 months ago, Jeremy invited me to experience the revitalization of my tap water. He explained how water energetically retains the damaging imprint of the unnatural environment that water is forced to flow through on its journey to our taps. Johann Grander's approach reverses these detrimental impacts by re-collaborating and fully restoring tap water's coherence, structure, and natural vitality. The Grander Water Revitalization Method is recommended by many health therapists and used throughout the world in homes, spa hotels, and swimming pools. This provides a biologically stable, vibrant water quality, reminding us of how our water is meant to be.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
The station that makes you feel good.
Jeremy, welcome to the Great Awakening Show.
Joanne, it's lovely to meet you, and I think you're extraordinary doing being a stand for people's well-being and every week showing up and interviewing extraordinary people. So thank you for inviting me today.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. At this very important time of human evolution and ascension. So, Jeremy, the first question.
Absolutely.
What does this great awakening to water mean for you and for us all? And where does your passion from water come from? Two parts. Wow.
Well, I'll answer the second question first. My journey started, would you believe it? I was on the Trans-Siberian Railway going to Beijing, and I was on medication. I'd been on medication during my adolescence for epilepsy. And there happened to be a neurologist on the train. And I asked him, I said, am I healed from taking these pills? And he said, no, they're suppressing the symptoms. So I was really upset by this. Anyway, I arrived in Beijing, woke up the next morning to see people doing Tai Chi in the park. And something got transmitted in there. The stillness that was being transmitted arrived in my nervous system. And I thought, whatever they're doing, I want to learn how to do it. So I got back to the UK, started studying Tai Chi, became a Shiatsu therapist, and I studied something called macrobiotics, which is a way of understanding the energetic quality of food. And within the macrobiotic paradigm, there is a whole connection with the way nature's energy moves. And so their invitation was to look at spirals. And of course, the Milky Way galaxy is a spiral, and weather systems are spirals, water vortexes are spirals. So these spirals are everywhere. And it applied very much to the notion of how to create balance in food. So one of the first awakenings for me that does apply to water as well was the idea that food has an energetic quality. So in the West, we have this calorific idea that if you burn, say, an apple, say, a banana and a carrot, and they have the same kilojoules of heat, we just call that energy. We don't relate to the food as having a quality. And of course, a banana grows in the tropics. A carrot grows down under the ground in the Northern Hemisphere. So in the macrobiotic narrative of learning how to heal myself, I had to learn the energetic quality of foods. And so I met this macrobiotic doctor, and he said, we have to learn to heal ourselves from the inside out. And that was a really powerful distinction. And so because of that, I was very concerned about everything I was putting into my body. And of course, water was one of the key foundational things that we all use. And that began me on my water journey. Mm-hmm. And so really my whole journey started with looking at well-being distinctions and well-being resources. And one of the most beautiful things that was an epiphany moment for me was realizing that we've been taught to think of things horizontally, and our education is very fragmented, whereas the ancients looked at the vertical. And if you think about the spiral of the Milky Way galaxy, and you think about the way in which we have spirals on the tips of our fingers, our DNA has spirals. And then if you look at a cross-section of the DNA, it looks like a mandala. And then if you look at the cymatics, if you vibrate water or sand on a plate with different frequencies, you get these beautiful shapes forming. And of course, for me, the awakening was that we are the divine download. We are living manifestations of water dancing us into existence, because without water, life doesn't exist. So for me, my first thinking reverse osmosis was the healthiest water you could use. And then I had this realization that actually I discovered the work of a guy called Victor Schauberger, who was all about natural water and natural vortexes. And that then had me really start to look at how water is much more complicated than the idea of just purifying everything out of it. I mean, reverse osmosis is fine. They use it in submarines and you know, in space stations, but it's dead water. It has no energetic vitality. So that began my journey into water. So for me, the awakening to water is at its heart about making water taste extraordinary. And as it was, we cup a handful of water in our hands in a stream, it tastes so different from tap water.
Oh, yes, for sure. And as you were saying, water and food, for me, they have life force energy within it. Yeah. So I eat alive foods. I don't eat dead foods. Well, even when you cook fruits and vegetables, yeah, you're cooking the life force energy, the prana, the chi out of that food. That's why you have to eat live foods that contain the life force prana from the sun, you know, that's come down and that's in the air from the trees and the plants and that just abounds in our realm. So it's really important. Water has the life force energy within it. Yeah. You know, that's why the most Absolutely. Natural you can be of getting your water, you know, that is so much better for you, isn't it? That's why, you know, when it comes through the tap, not only is it full of all them impurities. I mean, I've seen a picture of the pipes that the water comes from. It is disgusting. It is black filth that the inside of them pipes underneath the whole. I mean, I'm living in outskirts of London, right? That the whole of that water travels for you through absolutely awful. Not alone what they put in it, the fluoride and everything, which, you know, calcifies our pineal gland. Carry on. Sorry.
No, absolutely right. And in fact, on that note, my wife and I really got into eating raw food because we realized raw food had a lot of potency. Although in a northern, cold, European, damp climate, it's nice to have warming foods as well. So, and also alkalizing foods. So in my journey to healing myself and becoming medication free, I had to learn about how to alkalize my blood naturally.
Exactly.
And it was so liberating not having to take pills anymore.
Oh.
But no, absolutely. The work of Dr. Gerald Pollack. I mean, there's many people, many scientists out there who have, you know, from Masaru Emoto, who had images of next to water that could impact the crystalline structure of them. And then latterly, Vader Austin, for instance, she takes photographs of.
Yes, he did it with thoughts and feelings.
With thoughts.
With consciousness, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So water is a much more complex issue, product and resource and life-giving blood quality that is essential to life, essentially. So, I mean, I had a distiller, funnily enough, when I started on my journey. And exactly what you just said, when you distill London tap water, you get this mud-like sediment that smells of sewage. And it just, I mean, I was just amazed. Hence, I went into reverse osmosis. But I guess my passion now is to bring this extraordinary innovation that I've come across, which I've shared with you, you know, and I wanted you to have the experience so you knew it was real.
Exactly. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But I just want to ask you, you know, water is sacred. Water is sacred. Yeah. We are made up totally. Of what is it? 75-80% water within ourselves. Definitely. You know, this is, and what you was talking about, the spiral is also the toroidal spiral of energy that comes in. You know, we have two toroidal spirals of energy as a human being, you know, coming in and going out. This is why, you know, it's just tell us the secret life of water. Tell us all about that.
Well, I think you've touched on that. It's a really interesting segue because the toroidal narrative is all around us and we forget. When you, if you take an apple, for instance, and cut it in half, what have you got? You've got a toroid. And the Earth is the same. The Earth is a huge toroid, hence the magnetosphere, the charge on the northern hemisphere creates the aurora borealis. And so that toroidal narrative even comes down to our blood, for instance, the coherence of our blood. Our blood is like a donut. If it's healthy, it has that toroid, so it can move in and out of the cells, carrying nutrients with it and getting rid of the toxins. So it's the toroidal energy key is at the heart of everything. And as a biogeometrist, we look for those natural, what's called still point frequencies, when we're harmonizing a house or when we're looking at whether something is harmonized or not. And so one of the things that really struck me when I first came across alternative narratives to water was this idea that water has an inner structure. So just backtracking slightly. So in orthodox mechanical engineering, water science views water with three particular sort of pyramids. One is pillars, in fact. One is the biologics of the water. In other words, are there any bugs in the water? Am I going to get killed if I drink the water from bugs? And they deal with that with chlorine. Chlorine is there's a whole conversation about chlorine. We'll talk about that as well. And then you have, so you've got the biologics of the water, and you've got the chemistry of the water, the reactivity, the pH, acid alkalinity, its reactivity. And then you've got the third pillar, which is actually the physics of water, which is the dissolved solids. So in other words, if I evaporate 1 liter of water, what's the grammage of deposits that are left? In other words, that's the hardness of water. And on every bottle of mineral water, you'll see evaporated at whatever temperature, and then you'll have dissolved solids. And so as far as Western science is concerned, even to this day, those three paradigms or those three distinctions are how they view water. Now, they're very quantitatively driven. So it's quantitative. It doesn't relate to the quality of water at all. And on the back of that, we've got a £6 billion bottled water industry in this country. Why? Because we're hydrosapiens. We seek water, right? But why can't we accept the water in our taps? Because we know there's something missing. It's flat. It's dead. And no one can quite put their language on it. But of course, business loves it because they go, right, here's bottled water from Fiji and God knows where. And, you know, all these different. So the thing is that the two new paradigms in water, which are now evidenced and are the science is out there, is that water has the ability to hold information from the journey that it's been on to get to our taps, or whether it's a ground aquifer being pumped through a borehole, or water being pumped miles and miles to get to us. Yes, the inside of those pipes are caked with all sorts of nonsense and mischief. And so it absorbs that energy. Now, I say to people, look, imagine you go on the Northern Line at High Barnet, and then you take a trip during rush hour to Tottenham Court Road. You're going to feel exhausted. And I say, well, would you prefer a chauffeur-driven car to take you air-conditioned all the way the same way? Yeah. You'd feel different, right? Well, water's no different. So water feels and picks up on this environment. So water has the ability to record and absorb the information, mm-hmm. and that affects its structure. Mm-hmm. And those two things are really open up a whole new scientific understanding of water, its energetic quality. I mean, just even to backtrack, just to think that you and I, that all of us came on this journey, this microscopic journey of the embrace of our parents in two cells. Imagine how much information and DNA was carried to have you and I just suddenly arrive. I mean, this is why it's a complete miracle, really. And water is at the heart of it. So if water has the ability to carry the complex nature of new life at a microscopic level, surely that must wake people up and awaken their idea that actually water is more than just those three paradigms. And so there are many scientists that have looked at this. And there's a lovely scientist who's now passed away called Luc Montagnier. And he made the most extraordinary film called The Memory of Water. And in that film, he explains how homeopathy works. And so there are many scientists now that are peeling back our awareness of actually what's going on. And I think for me, that is there's very little magic left in our world. I mean, it's all around us if we can see it. But I think when we can realize how potent water actually is and how we can repurpose it, then I think we're onto something.
Yeah. And what you just said there is really phenomenal. This is the Great Awakening. We are going through a Great Awakening time, and we are holistic beings, absolutely. Mind, body and spirit. Yeah. And the mind and body have been treated, but the spirit has, and you know, people, you know, ordinary orthodox medicine does not treat us holistically, does not treat, well, very rarely does it treat the mind properly or never the spirit. So it's only the body. So, and that's what is with water as well. It's magic. We are magical beings. We are divine. We have that connection to the divine, to God, goddess. So, and so does water. Water is part of the natural world, part of the mother, part of the great mother, and it has her energy within this. So this is the magic, the spirit that is in within water that I see as the sacredness of water.
I think that's absolutely spot on. There's a lovely gentleman who I met called Tokisan Ghost Horse, who is a Lakota Indian, and he gave a talk in London, and he was talking about, you know, he said that the earth is our mother.
Yes.
And that everything in our realm of the nature is alive. And the First Nation Indians, they understood this, and their relationship with water was so sacred that when he was taken off his reservation to a a Roman Catholic school, and he asked where the WC was, and he was shown a loo with water in it. He couldn't bring himself to defecate in the water because that wasn't his relationship with the water. That was how sacred his relationship was. And if you go camping or, water is a resource. It's like we use it to replenish, to clean, to rebuild. And so what he said was very interesting was he said that we're trying to wake up with the same language that put us to sleep. So we've got to learn a new language and a new way of relating to water. And I think in that comes this notion of legacy. It's like, we are here for such a blink of an eye. What are we going to pass on to the next generation that has potency and value? And it isn't about being on the take. I mean, we are so on the take. The bottled water industry, 6 billion in this country. We're extracting water from the ground. The rivers are going down. And if a developing world person came to our country and saw that we had water in our house, we don't have to walk miles for it. And then they saw us buying bottled water in, they go, what's going on? And of course, that's nuanced. We understand why we buy bottled water. But it's an atrocious thing that we are on the take all the time. And we have this water in our homes. And really, I for the last 21 years, I've been about championing our consciousness and awareness of technology that can actually repurpose our tap water so that we can really enjoy it. And by doing a few little augmentations, we can actually make our tap water, beautiful again and succulent and enjoyable and naturally soft,
Because disease cannot live within the body if it is an alkaline environment. All diseases cause from an acidic environment within the body. Our CEO, Johan.
That's why the first thing I teach people.
Our CEO, Johan Ilgenfritz of UK Health Radio actually had terminal cancer and he cured himself by becoming an alkaline vegan and he has been cancer free. And then he set up UK Health Radio and he's become cancer free for 10 years.
So, that's a beautiful story. So interesting because the first thing I learned when I became macrobiotic was to learn to make miso soup. And it's a fundamental thing. And the miso soup is this extraordinarily beautiful romantic relationship with the earth. You have wakame seaweed, which represents the salt water of the sea. And you have, and you bring in like your onions and your ginger and your carrots. And it's like suddenly you've got this beautiful offering that is, in a way, it's an evolutionary dish. It's like, well, this is where we've come from, And so absolutely. But I had no idea about that, about the CEO of UK Health Radio. It's a beautiful story.
It's fantastic. Yeah, it's really, really beautiful. Really. So, and that is why we have to make our water alkaline, purify, sacred, So grander water, how does grander work?
Well, the short answer to that is that given that water has structure and it can absorb information, Johan Grander discovered that water can also transmit as well as receive information. And so he developed an implosion photonic generator that was designed to produce safe electricity. And the water inside this generator started to emanate its own archetype or its own frequency to other waters around it. And so he found a really, really pure medieval mine in a little town called Jochberg in Austria, where the water was super, super, super clean. In fact, he was a retired lorry driver. He was fascinated with water and he had bought a very expensive microscope. And he examined this water from this mine under a microscope and realized this was the water he wanted to use for his innovation. And so really what he's done is staggering. He has taken a really high quality water from the Austrian mountains, which is available in these bottles here. It's called Grander Blue Water. And he's taken that mountain water and he's put it through his special generator machine. And that then turns that water into an emitter. So that water then becomes a transmitter of the coherence of the very water where it's come from. So when you have a device in your home, or when you have a bottle of this water, it transmits the energy ki of the mountain water. Now, I know that's a huge shift for people to even understand that water can transmit an energy frequency without becoming reduced in its potency. So we had a really lovely case study the other day. A friend of mine sent me a picture of his pond. And he said, this is a picture of my pond and it's completely clear. And he said, you would never guess what I did. He said he had a bottle of blue water with only 2 inches of blue water at the bottom. And this is in, he's in Forest Row. And he had to add, and this bottle of blue water had been sitting on his kitchen top for 8 years with 2 inches left. Okay. Because it's, anyway, so he filled the bottle. He diluted the water that was in the bottle with pear tree spring water, dangled the bottle in his little pond. Within 2 days, the pond was completely clear. So what this is telling you is the effect of the word revitalization has meaning. It's not just an idea.
We're all energy. Everything is energy.
Exactly.
We're made up of energy. We are not this flesh and bone. We are energy beings coming down into this world of duality, having a human life existence. So what you're saying, it works on an energetic revitalization or level. It's heightening the vibration. It comes from that. That energy imprint is a vibrational, high vibrational, you know, energy. And so, and then in that bottle, because it emits, it's emitting that other higher vibrational energy into that ordinary pond water to raise that vibration of that water or anything around it. Yeah. It's not just water. It can vitalize fruit and food.
Absolutely. I mean, we have a lovely gentleman who's the manager of Australia. And during the drought season in Brisbane, the only water that was available for these golf courses, for their lagoons, was effluent water. And of course, they were spraying this on the fairways. It was smelling horrible. It was covered in flies. And so they started pumping the lagoon water, effluent lagoon water, through a large one of these special revitalization units. And within 6 weeks, the colony count had gone down. It had completely cleared, and he even had an article on local Australian radio because it was, people couldn't understand how extraordinary this technology is. But we are all frequency, and the archetype of this water, they discovered that the water in this mine has taken 60 years to percolate through the mountain to this spring.
Wow.
So the water's not seen any effects from electromagnetics, from the groundwater pollution from farming. It's completely pure. And the thing is that what you're talking about in relation to the sacredness of water and the awakening to water is the idea that it's about coherence. It's about literally a geometric coherence, which you can see on Veda Austin's website about she freezes different water. She freezes tap water, for instance, and it's all scattered, the crystals. Where you look at the mountain water, you can see these crystalline structure. So, you know, it's all about coherence. And so, yeah, so what have we done with that coherence? I mean, we are now living in a sea of line of sight mobile phone masts, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth.
EMFs, massive.
Mobile phones. We have electrics around our home from the alternating current. It's called dirty electricity. And so we are electrical beings. We are running on direct current, on DC. And we are affected by these things. And Dr. Karim, who founded the School of Biogeometry, one of the things that he says is that these frequencies cause us to be dehydrated. So the more the proliferation of these electric frequencies, the greater the dehydration. And so now more than ever, the importance of hydration is so important for our health, basically. It's fundamental. But we lose that thirst reflex because, you know, particularly the water in our taps is not appealing.
And also people think that it's a hunger pang when it's not, it's a thirst pang. They've got it in their belly, right? They're just not, they Absolutely. Are dehydrated. My water intake is so phenomenal. I just drink so much water every day. And then I intermittent fasting. I only have one meal a day and my smoothie, and that's it. The rest of the time I'm drinking herbal teas and water, but it's so important. And I know that that's why I look like I do at my age. Because I'm hydrated. Yeah.
How young are you?
I'm 55.
Congratulations. I'm 65.
There you go. There you go. And I know it's to do, I mean, it's my lifestyle, my holistic lifestyle, but it is the water. It is the water, you know, for sure, you know.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
No, for sure.
And you know, Joanne, it's so interesting you talk about intermittent fasting, because I do a liver flush with my naturopathic therapist every year. Because of the medication I was on, my liver needs to constantly be cleaned out and looked after. But after this spring's liver flush, I decided, you know what, I'll do a 10-day fast with just drinking water.
Wow.
And so anyway, so the background story to this is that in my right eye, I have macular degeneration. So 7 years ago, I started losing eyesight here out of my eye. And I was told by the medical doctor's specialist that once it kicks in, you're never going to get your eyesight back in that eye. Anyway, so I had eye injections and all sorts of things. And I stopped doing it. I didn't like it. And then a year or so later, I had an abscess in my tooth, and I realized, I thought, oh my God, maybe there's a relationship between the tooth and the topography of the eye, because they're very close, right? So I dove into that and discovered that in acupuncture, all the teeth are like gateways. They're like fuse boards to the meridian energy that flows through our body. And so I had a root canal done, and the eye stopped getting any worse. Anyway, this spring, I did a 10-day water fast, drinking my household revitalized filtered water. And then I was thought, you know, I'm going to start drinking this. So I was drinking 3 bottles of this a day. I finished the fast, and my wife says to me, she says, oh, by the way, how's your eye? I wasn't even doing the fast for my eye. Okay. And I covered my left eye up, looked through my right eye, and I was blown away. I could see her face for the first time. I could see her expressions. And so I literally, I've had this new pair of glasses, and it was like they took a scan of my eye before I did this fast, because that's when I had my glasses. I thought, this is not, to check it's not placebo, go back to the opticians. They scan my eye again, and sure enough, it's the difference is just right in front of you.
Wow.
And of course, as you well know from fasting, when you go into fasting, your body goes into autophagy, which means it starts to get rid of all the dead cells it doesn't want, and it
exactly.
starts to rebuild cells.
Yes.
And so fasting is a sacred thing. And what is it with water?
Yes.
It's the most sacred thing to do. And of course, it's a part of all spiritual traditions.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that blew me away.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. And so.
No, it was very special.
What are the practical benefits for you, you know, you have personally experienced, you just said about the grand old water when you was, that's an amazing benefit. With this approach to the water treatment, I mean, how can we have this, you know, how can people benefit from this? How can people benefit, and how can they change their homes to have this and, you know, this grand old water? Tell us about that. Carry on.
No, it's one of these things that, you know, I'm a great believer in the lived experience. So So I can only, it's like the whole thing, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. It's like people have to arrive at this through their curiosity. And in the last 3 years, you know, we've had a sort of our curiosity being forced out of us. We've been asked to believe in a whole set of principles, which, to be honest with you, are now coming out as outright, you know,
force. Lies.
Mischief, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, lies. And so and in that process, curiosity got shut down. We stopped being curious. And so this is about really bringing ourselves into a relationship with water, thinking about also, what are we going to give the next generation as a legacy? So by having something of value, we've got to start examining that relationship. And so for me, I just got some accessory products. I got the, they have these little boards here. I mean, they've gone up hugely in price because of lockdown and the whole price increase of things in Europe. But inside the board, there's a copper coil filled with the information water, the same information water that sits inside the household grander unit. So we have these household units as well. You can plumb into your house.
Right.
And we filter out the chlorine and all the mischief first, and then it comes through one of these units.
You can have that attached to your sinks, to your shower, to every single water inlet.
The whole house. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have clients that have been staying in hotels in Austria, and they literally say, I want to have this fitted in my house. And I say to them, well, hang on a second, go slowly. So start slowly and then build it up. But they say, no. If they've had the experience, they want it. If you're coming to it new and you've never had the experience, then you can literally start with a bottle of blue water next to what we recommend, like a filter jug. And then that way, which is how you started.
Yes. So yes, yes.
What was your experience of that? Because that's been your experience today.
Yes. You very kindly sent it to me. And first of all, I did the filtered water, and I had a glass of that. And then I took a glass of tap water and I put that on the table next to the grander bottled water. I just touched it like this, right? And I left it for about 25, 30 minutes. And then I come back to it, and all my children was already curious. And, you know, and then first of all, we just had a sip of the tap water just to remind us how disgusting that is. Yeah. Cause you can taste the metally. It's awful. Right. So yeah. And we was like, okay, yes. Then we took the tap water, which was in a completely different glass. So we knew it was that one that was next to the bottled grandeur water. And we tasted that, and it was beautiful. Absolutely divine. We couldn't believe that was tap water, completely revitalized in that amount.
Not even filtered though.
That wasn't even filtered. We didn't filter it. We didn't filter it. Yeah. We didn't filter it. I think my son, he said, no, I want to try it. And it was like only like 5 minutes, not the full half an hour. And he said, oh no, it tastes just like tap water. I said, no, you've got to let it revitalize it. You've got to give it time. And then when we gave it time, it was astonishing, because even all my children, we could all definitely taste the difference. It was not tap water. It was completely revitalized, different water, but it was the same, you know. And the one, of course, the one from the jug, which you kindly gave me as well. I'm using that all the time. I use that. It just tastes beautiful. You said it's got that beautiful filter through it that just gives it so many minerals, and it just tastes wonderful. And I use that to clean all my vegetables and to boil my tea and everything. Yes.
That's fantastic.
And I use the jug. I use it there, but I put it next to the bottle of grandeur water. So it's revitalizing it twice. Yeah. Mm.
And to be fair with you, that's, I mean, the total cost of that, we put together a package. It's like, it's just under 90 quid, £86, 55, including postage and packaging. And so the idea with that is that you literally, for that level of investment, can have a quality of water in your home that means you don't have to buy bottled water.
Exactly. And can I ask you, What is the difference? What is the difference between the distilled water and the water that you are, and this water from the jug, from the, okay, and so, the grinder?
So distilled water is essentially what it says on the tin. It's been evaporated and then condensed. Therefore, it doesn't have any minerals. It has nothing in it. But according to Victor Schauberger, who I invite people to learn about, he would say that that water is dead water. In other words, it hasn't had that extraordinary life cycle journey of sinking deep within the earth, coming through an aquifer, being naturally mineralized and coming out. So he called it juvenile water. It's the same as reverse osmosis water. So what we would recommend is that if you have a distiller or a reverse osmosis system, that you remineralize it very, very slightly with good quality minerals, drops, a few drops, and then you revitalize it. And then you're putting back a structure and a provenance into the water. So distilled water also, there's problems with distilled water is that if you don't, it still has to be filtered because you get what's called cross-migration of volatile gases. So if you drink distilled water on its own, it actually tastes horrible. Because so you've got to put it through a carbon filter. And that would be the distinction I would draw with just, and the thing with still water, you've got to use a lot of electricity to boil the water to do it. So one of the great things about the technology that I'm involved in is that, you know, you can either have an accessory board or the bottled water, and then you're set to go for a very low investment. You can have great water in your home where you haven't got to be tethered to buying bottled water.
Yes, again. Exactly.
And then if you want to graduate, you know, you can go to a whole house system. I mean, they start around about 4K. They're expensive.
Wait. 4,000 for the whole house.
Up to three bathrooms. Yeah.
That's not expensive at all.
Well,
compared to different other water systems, like I know the Kangen one, that's like $4,000 on its own.
I know. And I have that conversation with people and they say, well, because, you know, thing is, we know that our stomach is an acid environment,
yes.
And so the idea of drinking alkaline water, you know, I think for me, there's quite a few doctors that don't agree with that narrative. And the thing is that we want to alkalize our blood,
yes,
do it through our food, not through our water, you know. Mm. And so you're absolutely right. The Kangen is expensive, and often I say to people, sadly, who've actually already bought a Kangen. And they go, oh, my God, I could have bought one of your systems instead, you know. But it's slowly, slowly, catch a monkey. People have to arrive at it in their own sweet way. And then when they're, you know, when they're ripping out a kitchen, they're putting a new kitchen in, or they're downsizing and they put it in. Because, I mean, we are in a recession, you know, mortgage rates have gone up, interest has gone up. And so it's a struggle for a lot of people. So we don't want to make our technology price ourselves out of the market, which is why we have our accessory products. And then people can gently work out how they can then graduate to a whole house system. But we have clients who have estates. We have in Europe, there are many, many hotels that have grander. It's used in factories, for instance. Daimler Benz are using it in their cooling towers. They haven't got to have biocides. And so, hotels could be using it. A lot of hotels use it, but we haven't got any hotels in this country so far. So a real call out for managers of hotels,
spas,
and factories who want to make their water healthy,
and spas, yeah, hotel food spas exactly. In this country. Yeah. Yes, definitely health food spas.
Well, you know, if I had my way, I would have anyone that comes to this technology, I would insist they come and bathe in a revitalized swimming pool. Because the first time I went to Austria and I swam in a revitalized pool, my whole body danced. I was like, this is a whole, I've never experienced water. And there was a lovely story, actually. There was an Olympic swimmer who was swimming in an Olympic pool in Germany. And over the weekend, they converted the pool to grander. So the whole pool was running on grander.
Wow.
And he was swimming. And the Olympic swimmers know how many strokes it takes to get from one end to the other.
Yes.
And he hit his arm on the other end of the pool. He got there faster.
Wow.
And he went to the hotel pool manager and said, what have you done to the water? And he explained that they'd revitalized it because in a revitalized pool, you can use 70% less chlorine. You can't even smell the chlorine on your skin or on your togs.
So much better. And this is why when I move and I do my Great Awakening ministry, I'm going to have the whole place full of water. Because just imagine bathing. Because you know what I do? I use Himalayan salt and I put crystals in the water to revitalize it because I know that it's dead tap water. Yeah. But imagine having your whole house and you're bathing and you every morning you're putting that water on your skin. You're brushing your teeth with that water, you know, your whole system. Fantastic.
Well, you're making me feel very spoiled because 21 years ago, that happened to me. And even back then, it was expensive. My wife, who was studying osteopathy, I put the system in and hadn't told her. And she had a bath. We were living in London at the time. And I just got this shout from the bath saying, "Hey, Jerry, what have you done to the water? You know, like, what is going on here?" Because she noticed immediately it was softer, that the soap was lathering up more easily. It wasn't behaving like that dead London tap water. And so thus begun the journey. And I was so excited about it. I just, you know, got involved, you know, because it's a legacy technology. You know, it really is. We've got people that have used the technology in fish tanks, for instance, and in their carp ponds where they can see to the bottom. There's no pond weed. Or in the tropical tanks they have for the tropical fish, the coral starts growing. And we had this one guy who was a retired veteran from the army, and the way that you know how alive your fish tank is use ultraviolet light at night time. And he said the difference of having a little ground, we have these little grounder rods that you can put in fish tanks. He said the difference of life after you put this rod in the tank blew them away completely, you know.
That's incredible.
And so we've got the Austrian, you know, the Austrian Lipizzana horses use us. They've got it in big factories, a lot of farm.
Yeah. So the sacredness and the secret and the energy of them Alps in Austria, from where the mine was, right? Where the water comes that has never been touched by any man-made. It's pure. It's sacred. It's 60 years of trickling through all the minerals, all the rocks and everything. And so that energy has been put into the bottled grander waters that you gave me that I have all around my house now, you know, and that is sending that signal, that high vibrational signal out to the food. I have it around my fruits and my vegetables, to the water and to the tap water in my field, in my little jug as well that I use all of my water from. So that is unbelievable. I mean, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Well, I'm so blessed that you resonate with it and you get it. It's a real honor because when you pass something on like that to someone else and then they get it for themselves, they make it their own experience. And it reminds me of how I felt when I first came across it.
Yes. But also, it's pretty remarkable because I feel as a yogini, the similarity of us as divine beings with our raising our kundalini, and we are giving out through our pineal antenna that same energetic vibration that goes out through our thoughts and feelings to create, as you know, our life experience, because we are created in the image of God, Goddess. Therefore, we create our own life through our thoughts and feelings. It's the energy that we emit. We are energy emitters, just like the grander water. Energy emitters. The more higher vibration, the more you ascend, the more you raise your vibration, the more higher the energy you emit, just like the grander water. I mean, it's just amazing.
Absolutely. And with biogeometry, we are able to detect, because I've been with Grander now for 21 years and I've only trained in biogeometry for the last six. And I was able to come back to the to Grander, and we have various different pendulums. This is a special, what's called a P3 pendulum. I don't know where you can see it. But when you hold the pendulum above Grander, you get this rotation.
The spiral.
Which is proof that it's called BG3. So it's this coherent toroidal still point, which is what our bodies basically are looking to be in when we do yoga or when we meditate. And so what we're looking at is we're bringing in this energetic key coherence to our homes.
Yes.
Now, what I haven't told you about is that you can have a dedicated grander unit on the heating system, which means all your underfloor water and your radiators can be revitalized.
Wow.
Now, most radiators, when you drain them down, the smell is horrible. It's grey water, right?
Yes.
You run a grander unit on a heating system, okay? It runs clear within 3 weeks and doesn't smell. But from a mechanical engineering point of view,
they should
that
put
means
this...
that 1 millimeter...
Yeah, carry on. 1 minute. Yeah.
No, 1 millimeter of biofilm reduces the efficiency of a heating system by 10%. So, for instance, when you run grander on a heating system, everything's running clear. So not only are you getting more energy, but you have to turn down the thermostat in the house because the energy is so radiant. But here's the bit of magic that I wanted to share with you. With biogeometry, we have a whole understanding of what's called geopathic stress, which is the Hartmann and the Curry lines that when they cross produce earth radiation that comes up in our homes. And when you have underfloor heating, mm-hmm. which is revitalized by grander, what you're doing is you're adding a layer of coherence. So you get this atmospheric change in the house. And again, that's difficult to communicate to people, but you have to experience it.
So therefore, heightening the vibration. You're heightening the vibration of that house.
Absolutely.
And therefore,
which is why in our homes, you know,
we should put the
we in our home. Go on.
No, we should be putting it in the whole water system of the world.
Well, the thing is, it's best used at point of use because the longer it has to go down big pipes, it can start to get worn out. But the bottom line is that we in our homes want to create coherent living spaces.
Yes.
We want to create a space where we can rest, rejuvenate and repair. And water is key. You know, having a shower. When I first had my grander unit installed in my house, I would come home and have a shower just so I had energy for the evening, just so I had energy to cook rather than feel exhausted, you know. And I was commuting long hours. Having your home with these principles in it is fundamental to a deeper level of health, you know?
Yes.
That's also very important.
That is so important. That is just one of the most important things. And yes, I mean, it's just awakening to water, isn't it? This is the time. This is the great awakening.
Completely.
And awakening to water is one of the most vital things that we could ever do to bring healing and vitality and longevity and revitalization into, you know, our bodies, our minds and souls and into our homes and our communities. So, wow.
Absolutely.
Jeremy, thank you so much for your vast wisdom and knowledge and all of your research and bringing grandeur into, you know, everyone's lives, because it's so important to understand this. So where can we go? Where can we go to get this water from you, to have it into our homes and, you know, for the systems and for the grander water? Tell us the website.
Well, first of all, Joanne, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart to invite me onto your program, because that wasn't a given. And also just to reiterate about the work you're doing, I think it's pioneering work. I had no idea about the owner of Health Radio, and I salute him as well. And I think these are all super sacred conversations. And to answer your question, I've got written up over here. If anyone wants to know about access to me and the resources, just go to jeremy.granderwater.co.uk. We created a landing page, especially for this program, actually, which has got downloads and videos. We're going to upload this video onto there as well. And so in there, there's a lot of resources. There's a magazine, an 80-page magazine you can download about all the hotels and factories and farmers that are using grander. We've got the scientific journal, because there's peer-reviewed science that explains how it all works. We've got a sort of a general domestic brochure in there you can download about the grander family, who we go and visit once a year in Austria. And there's videos to look at. So, and also there's a little cart, so you can actually press a button and you can buy exactly what you had on it, which is the bottle and the jug. And you can order that straight away and then start your journey, because really it all begins with the journey. And then there is an inquiry form. So if you're interested in a whole house system, you can cut straight to there and send me a little message and I'll get in touch with you. And let's begin the journey. We all need to reduce the burden on nature and use our water in our taps.
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you for having me.
Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.